supposed to sell my soul. I don't know where to begin.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the new time slot for Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's just me today, Diego. I don't know if Harrison will be joining us over the summer. I think he's still kind of figuring out his plans right now. And I'm a little late because, of course, my card still doesn't work. Big shocker there. I think that's like a recurring theme throughout our show for the past year and a half, but whatever. Let me get my brand new laptop, so hopefully I'll be able to play music before like 30 minutes into the show. That's the ideal. Other than that, the school year's over. Feels great. Had my first day of my internship today. Was kind of stressful, but it is what it is, I suppose. Oh gosh. Yeah, because like they said that I needed to meet with my supervisor before I set up like the laptop that they gave me, a different laptop. And I was like, cool, sounds good. Who's my supervisor? And then they were like, figure it out yourself. No, that wasn't exactly what they said, but they basically just didn't tell me who it was. And then like 2 hours after the meeting started, they were like, all right, here's your supervisor, but he's out of town, so you can't meet with him anyway. Just like do the computer setup right away and like do it as fast as possible. So that was like a little stressful, but they were pretty chill, I would say. It was nice. I've got a bunch of kind of random songs, but I think the general vibe is like some house-ish beats for the most part, at least at the beginning. Got some new Tosoki, cool, not really new, but like collab between Weathen and Grandson that was remixed by Saint Punk, which is pretty cool because like all of my housemates and I love like all of these people. What else do we got that's pretty cool? New Fowler, he's been kind of MIA for a bit, but that's pretty cool. And then an Apache and Ymir collab, which I'm sad that Harrison isn't here because I'm sure that he would like totally dig it, but oh well. And also like the Attack on Titan season 4 part 2 like opening, the rumbling. We might get to that. I might play it, I might not. We'll see. It goes super hard, so like I want to get to it, but I'm not sure if we'll get there. Let's start with Feelings by Tosoki and Kajama. Kajama, like pajamas with a P. And we'll see where we go from there.
Don't let it if they're all in my head.
Voices are all in my head. Shit.
Thank you, Stone Bank, for making my job easy there and fading the song out. What a bro there. So yeah, what we just heard was Losing Control by Stone Bank. This is on the new label by the Pegboard Nerds, so it's the Nerd Nation label. And I think this is like one of the first releases on that label. I could be wrong, but I'm a pretty big Pegboard Nerds fan, and I didn't know about the label until this song came out. Or rather, I should say, I didn't know Pegboard Nerds released anything not on it. Then we had All In My Head by Weathen featuring Grandson, and that was the Saint Punk remix. And then we opened with Feelings by Tosoki and Kajama. Coming up next, we've got the new Eliminate. This just came out on Friday, I believe. It's called Open Your Eyes. It's very cool. Eliminate kind of didn't meme a lot on this one, as opposed to the last Eliminate song I played, where he just like remixed a bunch of Moist Critical lines together. But it's pretty cool. I think he went for a lot of the like darker vibes that he usually goes for, rather than the like chirpy, I don't know, like the classic Robo Dolphin thing that he has going on. And then I will probably play a new song I heard by Quatson called Leave Me Alone. But as I'm talking about this, I want to say hopefully over the summer, I will have time to actually go back to mixes. I know we haven't had like a mix on the show in almost a year, I think. It's been busy. But over the summer, I'm hoping that I will be able to find some time over the weekends, especially like just prior to the show, now that I have a Monday show, where I can just kind of crank out a mix, even if it's only like, you know, 15 minutes long or 20 minutes long. It would still be cool to get back into mixing a little bit, put the software to good use, and try it out on my new computer as well. Should be fun. But yeah, there's that. I'll probably play a couple more songs and then do the PSA so you can hear my beautiful voice again. Can't talk about Genshin with Harrison because he's gone, although someone left their hat in the studio on the mic, so it kind of feels like I have company, but I don't. Yeah, maybe I'll just rant about Genshin by myself, or my internship, or something. We'll see. The night is young. Also, no one's in the show at midnight, which means I can kind of go a little bit over, so I don't need to worry about, like, hurrying everything along, which is really nice. I'm not incredibly sure I have permission to do that, but that's something that I think I'm going to ask for later rather than not do it now. I'll only go over by like 5 minutes, if anything. Should be fine. In any case, here's the new Eliminate song, Open Your Eyes, and we'll see what I play after that one.
Thank you.
I have my Discord notifications on. Oh no. Oh my god. Okay, let's fix the Discord notification thing real quick. What we just heard was Leave Me Alone by Quantzen. Kind of got that nice color bass slash future rhythm thing going on there. And following up with that, I will be playing another color-based song off of the, like, kind of, I guess, the first color-based, what is it called? Label. The one that Chime made, Rushdown, I believe it's called. They just had their, like, 100th release, so, like, as a celebration, they did a bunch of, like, VIP mixes, or variants in production mixes, which is very cool. Because a lot of these songs came out, like, a long time ago, and are just getting, like, remixes now with, like, new software and stuff, which is very cool. Let's see here. Discord. Put this on. Do not disturb. And back to the music, hopefully. So this will be Metamorph 3 by Famous Spear. It's a VIP mix of, I believe, Metamorph 2, even though there is a Metamorph 1. So maybe he VIP'd it twice. Maybe he just really had a lot of different variances in productions of this song. Pretty sure that's how it works. We'll do this, and then I'll try... I have some stuff that's a little bit more, like, vibey. I'll try and maybe put that together at the end. I actually really don't have that much that's too vibey. Maybe we'll just go, like, hard the whole show. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But we'll... go from this into maybe something off of the Alter Ego project that Harrison was playing a lot that one time I was gone, and see where we go from there. But for now, here's a Famous Spear, Metamorph, and hopefully no Discord notifications. Let's try it.
Thank you.
Two songs have like such a sick control of like the glitch effects. It's fantastic. Coming up next is the new Fowler, and then I'll probably do the PSA.
We'll be right back.
right, that was Face Off by Fowler, and before that we had Free Your Mind by Quaxen, and then before that was Metamorph 3 by Famous Spear. Fowler is so cool, man. He's a electrical engineer as well, like by trade, and he works on cars like a lot, and in some of his music projects he's used like the tools that he uses in electrical engineering and even like work on cars to like as synthesizers, which is really cool. I don't know if he's released anything like that, but he definitely like debuted some of it on his Instagram story once, and I was like geeking out so much. It was so cool. Gotta play more of him on the show for sure, because I think like his debut on Monster Cat, Numb, is insane. It's so cool. Very great song. And I like this new one too, especially the like the weird kind of like creepy groove of it. It's nice. On that note, let's do a PSA. Gotta thank Edward for compiling these for us, the biggest Button Pushers fan, self-proclaimed of course, but I don't know, he's gonna have to like fight my mom to the death on that one or something. We'll see. Winter health PSA? No, it's the summer. Let's find something else. School on wheels? No. Fire preparedness. Here's a good one because it's summer. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. Very good lesson in staying safe if your house is gonna burn down. I think my dad used to have us like practice some fire drill-esque stuff, especially when we lived in our old farmhouse, because like things been around since the 1800s, so we needed to make sure that like if it got, you know, if lightning struck within like a 3 mile radius, it had a chance of like, you know, just completely falling to the ground. So he kind of told us like go by that tree. And then when we moved to Oshkosh in a little bit more of a, like, urban area, even though not, like, Boston urban, I think we still had something, like, in the apartment that we were living in. He was like, go to, like, this tree. But then we moved, like, four more times, and I think we gave up on, like, the let's try and coordinate a plan, just, like, get out of the building. But I think it is good, especially if you have young ones, to get a plan, tell, like, the four-year-old where to go so that they aren't waiting for you scared. They can just, like, you know, single focus on that, and that helps them the mental as well, the mental aspect of dealing with an emergency. Let's see. I was going to play Runaway by Reaper, but then I was like, the City Walker remix of Slap by Kuro would go so well after Face Off. But then I paused it to do the PSA. So I think we're going to go back to Runaway and maybe play some Shock 1 and the new Apache and Ymir or some Topi. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But in any case, here is Runaway with Reaper featuring Josh Rubin off of Reaper's newish album. I think it's pretty new, actually. Disruptor LP.
I'm You're gonna get
I'm not gonna lie, I really wanted to like mix something there. Like I was hearing the end of Schemer, the Topi song. Or let me say what we were playing first. What you just heard was Slap, the City Walker remix, originally by Kuro, and then Schemer by Topi off of his Systematic Schemer EP. And I think the ending of Schemer would go super well into either the remix of Slap or even just the like original Slap, just because that vocal sample kind of just goes well over anything that has that kind of groovy rhythm. Yeah, I think we've got 10 minutes left. I'll go a little bit over maybe. So we'll do the Avashi and Ymir collab because it's nuts. And then I'll probably play either one or two more kind of chiller songs, kind of end the night out. We'll see how it goes. Well, chiller is maybe more chill than like heavy electronic music. So we'll see how it goes from there. But for now, we'll play Never Change by Apashi and Ymir. And maybe we'll follow that up with Complicated by Weathen, but we'll see. Yeah. Please play.
I don't know how to live since we fell through. I dream of you. Breathe deep in the feelings I hold on to. I can't let loose. I pray my heart out in the cold in the dark where nobody hear me cry. Bodies from the forest to the hearse, tryna lose my fucking mind.
I gotta take just a quick second to like appreciate that song. It's such a sick collab. Like Avashi's like orchestral kind of motif mixed with Ymir's kind of I don't know exactly what the vibe is, but kind of like a dark, like mythology almost kind of vibe. You know what I'm saying? You like what they've got going on in Fimbulvetr and stuff. It's just it's a great blend of styles, and I just think that song is super cool. And if you get the chance, you should look up the cover art for it. It's like a violin getting like blown to pieces, and it looks really cool. I mean, it's a little sad because violins are like beautiful, but it also still looks really cool when it's getting blown to pieces. So go check that out if you get the chance. Probably only got time for one more song. I'll head out at midnight. I've got work tomorrow, and I may head into the office, which means I need to commute, which means I need to... Wow, these are all like such adult words. That's so terrifying. But if I commute, I have to get up like really early. And Lord knows I'm still going to be doing my Genshin dailies when I get home. So we'll see. Hopefully sometime this summer I'll be able to have a mix. But until then, I'll just be playing stuff off of a playlist like now. Thank you all for listening. This has been Button Pushers. Button Pushers. Wow, for some reason that came out of my mouth really weird. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. To end the night, let's have some vibes with Complicated by Weathen off of his Midnight album featuring Alden and 8485. Didn't fade that in. I apologize for the jump scare.
About me.